I'm Noah Adams in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Martha Stewart is going to jail soon. She announced this morning that she will forego the appeal of her conviction and has instead asked the judge in her case to allow her to begin her prison sentence. Stewart was sentenced in July of lying about why she sold M-Clone stock back in 2001. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, there was some speculation right after the sentence came down that she might choose to do it. Why did she say today that she actually made this decision?
Well, she says basically that she wants to get back to the work of her company, Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia, and that she really can't do that with this appealing hanging over her head. It could take a year or more to get that done. And here's what she said in her news conference today.
I suppose the best word to use for this very harsh and difficult decision is finality. And my intense desire and need to put this nightmare behind me, both personally and professionally. I must reclaim my good life, I must return to my good works, and allow those around me who work with me to do the same.
And the sentence, by the way, is 5 months in prison and then 5 months of house arrest.
And did she say anything about the appeal, which she now is giving up?
Well, she said that she and her attorneys still believe that they had a case and a very strong appeal, but she said that some recent delays and extensions that were going on in the court proceedings have made it pretty clear to her that the appeal wouldn't actually be heard in court until sometime next year.
Any comments from Martha Stewart about what she thinks the prison life might be like?
Yeah, she did talk about that, and her voice actually quavered a bit as she did talk about that. But again and again, she talked about just wanting to get this all over with so she can resume what was a pretty extraordinary life before all this.
I am very sad knowing that I will miss the holiday season, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, always an opportunity to celebrate family, friends, and religious traditions that mean so much to many of us. And I will miss all of my pets, my two beloved fun-loving dogs, my seven lively cats, my canaries, my horses, and even my chickens. It's odd what becomes of immense importance when one realizes one's freedom is about to be curtailed, and it is frightening and difficult to have to grasp those realizations.
So you heard her talking there about Halloween and the holidays coming up. She's not sure, and the judge hasn't said exactly yet when she will have to report to prison. She may be around for those holidays. She did say she wants to be placed at the minimum security facility in Danbury, Connecticut, which is near her home, and she hopes to have completed the sentence by next spring in time to plant a new garden. And Noah, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into what all this means for Martha Stewart's company.
Tess Viglin, the Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. Marketplace produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
You're welcome, Noah.